Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. Hey there, and welcome back to Tweet Trends. Today, I want to talk about athletes and mental health. Let's get started. Mental health. Yeah, that's one of those topics that people kind of tiptoe around, and I really don't understand why. I don't know what it's like around the world, but definitely here in the United States, we have a big problem with, one, owning up to the fact that someone may have mental health issues, and then two, actually going and getting some help about it. I don't know why there's such a bad stigma about it, because in most cases, if people get the help that they need, then they're good afterwards. But the longer you let it go, especially if it's a type of imbalance where medication is necessary, in those type situations, what ends up happening? A lot of times, those people end up in jail, and jails are like the new mental health facilities, although they don't provide any assistance for people who have mental health issues. Absolutely crazy. And so I wanted to talk about this today because of the fact that we've got the Olympics going on, and there's a number of things that are happening. And I wonder that the things that it's not being said, I wonder if those things are related to mental health issues, because there are people who are actually coming out and saying, yo, look, I'm good. I got to think of me first, and therefore I can't move forward with this. But then there are other situations that you're kind of looking like, huh, well, that's interesting. So I want to kind of talk about that right now. In most cases, athletes will let you know that they've had issues with their mental health. However, those stories don't normally come out until these athletes have retired from their sport. In the trenches, they're not telling you, hey, I'm having problems. They're figuring out ways to get around it and work through it and persevere and whatnot. And in some cases, I think maybe it works. Other cases, it's like, man, if only they had gotten the help that they needed, then we might not be at this place at this time, you know, where you know, you've had these different athletes to commit suicide and things like that. And so it just makes you wonder, one, why Americans are so hard on their athletes. Like, they expect them to perform at the drop of a hat, and you better do this, and you better do this, and you better do that. And it's like, athletes are humans too. Just because they seem superhuman because their skills at whatever their sport is, that they are well above your average Joe, it does not mean that their mental is well above everyone else's either. Because honestly, in my mind, I look at it as everybody has a hint of mental illness in their lives, in their heads, in their bodies. It's within you. And it depends on how you take care of yourself as to how this mental health issue that we all have within us, how it presents itself. Some people, you may never see theirs because they do a good enough job at taking care of themselves and taking care of the issues that you'd never have an idea or possibly imagine that this person or the next person has something going on. But we all have stuff going on in our lives. And then the idea of having to deal with those things, that's where the mental health part comes in. And you have to take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, nobody else is going to do it for you, because nobody's in your head. Nobody's in your heart. They can't feel those things or grasp what it is that's got you, unless they can verbalize it, if they can get it out and say it, then we might be able to help each other. But until that happens, when people are holding it in, you know, then in my mind, you get a situation like a Sha'Carri Richardson, where here, you know, she was holding something in and went and did something. And that thing that she did, now she's having to pay for it by not being able to participate in the Olympics. So all of that to say, whether you're an athlete or not, you got to take care of self and you got to take care of your mental health. Now, as far as the athletes go, I want to talk about the two that everybody's buzzing about right now, and that's Naomi Osaka and Simone Biles. Now, with Naomi Osaka, her situation came up prior to the Olympics when she was at the French Open. It was a situation where, you know, I'm sure there's a contract somewhere that says if you're in the French Open, you need to make yourself available for this many or a percentage or whatever, you got to be available to talk to the news media. And what happened, from what I gather, is that they were wanting her to do more than she felt she could do because of her mental state of her. And she wanted to take care of herself and kind of told them, hey, I can't stick to this right now. I got to take care of myself. I got to get myself together. And they weren't trying to hear that. Now, when I think of that, I think of the idea of, you know, you get a person in an interview and you start asking them questions. And if their mind's not in the interview, you could get a whole crazy type of response about the different questions that they're, you know, have you ever watched one of those interviews where the person just seems like they're not even hearing the questions? Like they're someplace else out in space and they're saying whatever they want to say, but it's not quite connecting with what the interviewer is asking. I feel like those are the types of situations that you end up with when you push someone into something that they're mentally not there for. They're not ready for it. They don't feel comfortable with whatever it is. It may not have anything to do with none of the stuff that the interviewer wants to talk about, but it's just that you're something's weighing heavily on your shoulders. You got a lot on your mind and you're not ready for it. And so that's what Naomi says. She's like, yeah, I can't do this right now. And they're like, no, that's what you're going to do. You're going to go do these interviews. And she's like, you know what? Take your tournament. I don't need this. I got to take care of myself. And I'm like, you go, girl, you go, because nobody's going to take better care of you than you are. And if the stuff is in your head, only you know it. And you got to be able to take care of it. You got to be able to handle it. You got to be able to talk to somebody about it, get it out of your system and work through it. And so the fact that she was like, you know what? I don't need this. I'm so proud of her. You know, and so moving on to Simone Biles, there was talk that, oh my gosh, she injured herself and this, that, and the third, and gymnastics. But it's like, oh, what about Simone? We got to think about the person, not the event. Are people gonna die if Simone Biles does not perform? Are people gonna die? No. Nobody is going to lose their life if she does not get out there and do what she does. She's saying that she was feeling some type of way about her performance. So the whole idea of that, though, is in the type of stuff that she does, if your head is not in the game, trust and believe you run a very high risk of hurting yourself. Can you imagine doing one of these double, triple backflips, whatever, and your head is not in the game? You could land on your head, break your neck, break your body, because the stuff that they're doing, one, is not easy. It's not safe for an untrained person, you know, or a mind that is not completely there. If she's got so much stuff on her mind that she cannot focus fully on what she's doing and it's causing her performance to lag, to be not up to par for what she knows that she can do, doggett, let her go and take care of herself. Let her go do that. Because when she doesn't do that, when she does what you want her to do and gets out there and breaks her neck or whatever, guess what? Here's how it's going to play out. It's going to be a story. Everybody's going to be, oh my gosh, Simone Biles, you know, broke her neck or something crazy. and then let something else happen in the world. The trending talk about Simone will go away. The next new thing will be up at bat, and everyone will have forgotten about Simone. That's my problem with it. People have short attention spans. And right now, they're on her case. They're riding her about how she should do this and she should do that. And she needs to get out there and do what she's supposed to do. The Olympic gymnastics team, they will be all right. And like I said, no one's going to die if she doesn't get out there and do what she normally does. But if she does go out there and do it and her head isn't in it, guess what? She's putting her life in danger. Okay, well, that was today's episode of Tweet Trends. Let me say this, guys. We all know what's best for ourselves. Even if you think you don't know what's best for yourself, deep down inside, if you listen to that intuition, that little voice in your head that kind of lets you know, like, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel right. That's your body, your mind, your spirit telling you that maybe what you're about to do isn't a good idea. And so what I want us to try to do more is to, one, listen to that voice and be okay with not being everything for everyone in every moment when they want you to do it. Actually, look at the situation and ask yourself, who are you going to hurt if you don't do, if you don't perform, if you don't meet up to whatever everybody is wanting you to do? Who's going to be hurt? Ask yourself that question. If nobody is going to die from it, then that's when you look at it from your own perspective. What about me? If I go out there and do this, what's the potential harm to myself? And weigh those two options. And if you find that you're doing for others more than you're doing for yourself, and then what you don't do for self could actually put yourself in danger, I'm going to need you to change that scale and flip it upside down and put yourself on the high end. Hold yourself up. Do something for you. Put yourself first and stop worrying about all these other people, because push comes to shove, when something happens to you, they're going to find a new hero. They're going to find somebody else to do it, and life will go on and you're going to be looking like, well, what the heck? Okay, stepping down off my soapbox now. Thanks for joining me. Do me a favor, head on over, visit me at Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram at Hey Yvette. That's at HEYEVETTE, or just look for the hashtag Tweet Trends. All right, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys again later on this week. All right, have a good one. Take care of yourselves, guys. Please, please take care of yourself. And I'll see you back here again on Thursday.